Well, we've covered a lot of weird stories over the years here on Basic Black, but every now and then something comes along that makes us want to invent a new definition of weird. Take the case of Mel's Hole. You haven't heard of Mel's Hole? Well, neither had I until recently, but then again, I had also never heard of something called the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. Now, Mel's Hole is an alleged hole in the ground near Ellensburg, Washington, that is reputed to have magical powers. The other thing I talked about is a Vancouver-based research group that recently took part in an expedition to try and find Mel's Hole. Confused? Well, you're not alone. But I'm hoping that Sean Kennedy can help us out. Sean is with the Paranormal Advanced Research Association, and he joins me in the studio right now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, well, where did you first find out about Mel's Hole?
I was, of course, up late doing computer stuff, and I tuned into the Art Bell show.
Now, Art Bell, he's a host of a late-night show that investigates all kinds of paranormal.
That's right, yeah. He's always doing conspiracy theory, and he gets... I'm in a bit of awe of Art because he gets people on the phone, and he takes them live, hotline, and they come off with some pretty wild stuff, and he just deals with it.
Well, he never laughs at anybody, either.
No, he doesn't, which is amazing. And, and some of the stuff they're talking about, you know, rocks singing to them and all kinds of jazz. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. There was a gentleman by the name of Mel Waters, and we don't know for sure that's his real name, but we're researching that right now. And he had a chunk of property, and there's different variations on the size of the chunk of property, but the gist of it is in the back, there's a hole. No set diameter on the hole. I estimate it's probably between 10 and 20 feet wide. And he used it as a trash fill. And after a few years, he realized that the hole was never filling up. And he threw dead cows, refrigerators, everything into this hole. And not only did it never fill up, but he never heard it hit bottom. He heard things bounce off the side. Mm-hmm. So apparently, he took 80,000 feet of fishing line with a weight on it.
80,000
feet? That's what they say, yeah. 80,000. Now, I've heard different stories. I've heard 20,000. I've heard 50,000. Yeah, well, I've heard 80,000.
80,000, that's about 50 miles.
That's very, very deep. But the thing is, he dropped 80,000 feet of this down and never hit bottom. Now, the problem with that, of course, is a line after so far would have certain weight to it, and it would just draw more line because...
Yeah, I think a scientist would have trouble.
It goes along with it, and this is the legend. And at which point, he started making a bit bigger of a stink, and of course... The government gets involved. Yes, the men in black show up, and they pay him an exorbitant amount of money for his land. Here you go. Here's a big whack of cash. Off you go to Australia. So they punt him off to Australia. They seal up the hole, because apparently it's near or is remnants of some kind of secret military installation. Now, the history of why they did this has got 15 different versions. There's different things from it's a dimensional porthole to it's something related to Tesla. Like, there's a million different reasons why they think this hole is there. But everyone says the government took it, put a cap over it. Some say they disguised it, and afterwards they closed down the property, and it's now monitored, and it's a secret location. And the gentleman who claims to be Mel has done radio interviews. I've been able to track some stuff down over the internet. A lot of the time you're chasing a lot of vapor.
So why is this guy so elusive? I mean, he's got story here.
Of course, you have to understand a little bit about the conspiracy and the paranormal subculture. They're a very, very paranoid bunch. They're really, really afraid, because to a lot of these folks, they very firmly believe that the government is A, in contact with the aliens or outworld beings, and B, they will kill anyone who finds out about it.
Really?
They get very, 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 very nervous.
So you decided to go and check this out. Now tell us who you went with. What was the group like?
Well, it was a really interesting crew when we hit the ground there. We pulled up, and there was this huge gathering of people, maybe 30, 35 people, very, very... very different. They all were wearing very different kinds of clothing. Like, if you were to see them on the street, nothing was wrong with what they were wearing. It's just that the way they were dressed was sort of different, like lots of long oilskin coats and shamanic type garb and that type of thing.
It's not good for backpacking, though.
No, not really what I would call survival wear, no. You know, some of them were wearing some hiking gear. There's one gentleman there who, I think he was some type of accountant or something like that, who had some pretty nice gear, but from a technical standpoint, they weren't really geared to go look for this thing.
So what was the impetus that drew them all there? Did somebody say on this certain date we're all going to go look for the hole?
This is where we get to Red Elk. Now, Red Elk apparently is some type of Native American Indian self-styled shaman. He's a nice guy, and I'd heard him on the Art Bell show, and he's really he's really out there on a lot of his ideas. You know, the earth is hollow and there's multiple worlds inside of our own, and there's rock people and lizard men and all sorts of stuff.
Was he wearing the oilskins or was he wearing the shaman?
No, he kind of looked a bit like, you can occasionally see pictures, but he's always got this big medicine bag around his neck, which it looks like quite a sizable, almost like a purse, mm-hmm. which is crammed full of stuff. And he claims he's got pieces of UFO in there and everything. He was on the Art Bell show, and he said he would take people because apparently in native folklore, this hole, if it's been there for such a long time, is a very sacred site.
Right.
And this is where people are getting the healing energies from, because the hole is, you know, this powerful thing. And people apparently, you know, there's other legends of people being spontaneously healed going there. And then they would, there's other tales of people sacrificing people into the hole.
And this Red Elk claims that he could take you there.
Well, he's been there.
Yeah.
Supposedly. He's been there. He was there 40 years ago or 41 years ago, and he knew where it was, and he was a little dodgy. I don't think he's malicious in any way. I don't think he's a fraud. I don't think he's a charlatan. Hmm. I don't think he knows where the hole is, but he's a nice guy. He's just a little bit kooky, but he's a good guy.
What's going through your mind when you're confronted with these odd people they all come from different directions towards Mel's hole. What's going through your mind?
When you show up to any kind of a paranormal sort of a research site, first of all, you cannot, like, you think, you know, you've got this guy who's going off on these wild tangents. You'd think it might be hard not to laugh or ridicule these people. And as a matter of fact, it's really interesting, because when you're there, you don't think about laughing. It's not funny at all. These people are very, very serious, you know, and when they're worried about a dimensional vortex opening up and the whole group of us being sucked into another world, they're not kidding. Like, that's a reality for these people. So quite often I just, you know, you try to observe, you try to get as much hard data. And that's what I'm really after, is I'm after the hard data, because for our organization, there's lots of organizations out there that go with like impressions and feelings and crystals and all that stuff. No, we don't want that. If there's something there, we want film footage of it. You know, if we can get like, any kind of physical evidence, that's what we're after.
And, so did you actually set out to look for the hole?
We were going to get we brought some gear with us. I couldn't bring, like, I got some Geiger counters and stuff like that, but I didn't want to risk bringing it across the border after 911, and they're like, what are you doing? We're looking for a mystical hole in the ground.
pull over here.
Yeah, thanks much, you know, and I got, you know, 2.5 hours to explain why I'm, you know, what the paranormal is, and, you know, I get labeled a nut. So
when you actually got on the ground, what happened? Like, did Red Elk come out with a compass, or...?
We actually met at a place which is a Copper Kettle restaurant in a parking lot right there, and then we follow him to where the gate is, okay, which is not as, you know, metaphysical as it sounds. It's just it's a big metal gate, and we go up the trail. It's like a logging road kind of thing, and there's a wheelchair access hunting type thing. We go up. There's a lot of snow everywhere, and the area is pretty steep on both sides. So we went up there, and there's this big pile of sticks sitting there, you know, at the base of this sort of ridge, just like stumps and whatever piled over top. And the Red Elk's hole, this is where he claims Mel hole is, he, once we get there, of course, he starts dodging around kind of a little bit, going, well, this is the area, this is a possible area of the hole, you know, it's underneath this pile of sticks, and, you know, because this isn't a logging pile, and everyone wants that hole so badly, you know, that they want to start, you know, really scouring there. They want to find something, you know, they want to believe. So they started running around the mountainside and up along. And, of course, there's snow covered. And anyone from BC knows, if you're not wearing proper ankle protection and you're running around on a bunch of deadfall lumber on the side of a mountain, that's a recipe to get hurt. So I started discouraging people from doing that because, you know, some of these folks were a little bit older, and I didn't want anybody, I'm not carrying anybody out of here.
And that's where they made you for a government guy, right?
And well, actually, they made me for a government guy when I got out of the car.
Yeah.
They sat there, and they were looking at all our gear, and before anybody would even talk to us, I had to explain everything about our organization, let everybody know that it was all cool, and you got to be able to say the right things. And, you know, they're talking, well, what do you think about this and that? And they asked me a few questions, and I effectively showed them that I know what I'm talking about in that culture, and away we go.
So what happened when you didn't find a hole? Did Red Elk finally say, like, oh, maybe it was a dreamer?
Again, he never claimed he was taking us to the hole.
I thought he did. I thought that was the whole thing.
He said that he was taking us to the hole's area. So the hole wasn't there. He brought us up there, and he showed us where the hole was, and he said that this is the area, and when he was up there before, he saw some people watching him, and this is a possible location of the hole, and that was it. That was essentially the whole gig, and everyone had a day out, you know, beats sitting at home
watching. So what's the mood like when you're coming back? You didn't find the hole. None of these guys, were they disappointed, or did they come up with another theory? Or?
Well, a lot of the people there were from the chat group. They go out there looking for this hole. So they were kind of in their own little cliques anyway.
Oh, that's what you find a point up. Red Elk sounds like a fraud.
No, fraud is a cruel term. We like to think of him as crazy, but he probably really believes that A, he's an Indian shaman, B, he was at the hole and can speak with rocks and trees. So does that make him a bad person? Well, no, maybe not. Maybe, you know, he should. I don't think he's dangerous or taking advantage of people in any way.
So what do you think? Are they ever going to find this hole? Do you think it's there?
Okay, on the actual, as to the hole itself, do I believe that there is a hole that is a very deep hole that is all this is based upon? Yes, I believe that exists. Now, there's been a lot of talk about it being some kind of a lava chasm or some sort of natural phenomenon. There are natural phenomenons that exist. There's the Oregon Vortex. There's a series of things which happen which are very odd. Do I think it's a bottomless hole? No. Do I think it's a gateway to another dimension? I think it's unlikely. However, I don't generally rule that kind of thing out. Do I think that Red Elk knows where the hole is? No, absolutely not. Do I think it's possible to find this hole? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible to find it. But, you know, without getting into a whole lot of double talk, what we're trying to do is we're trying to research who this Mel Waters character is. And if he did own land, then there would be records of that. And then we just have to, you know, nail down where this land was and then investigate that and go from there. But there are reports of this hole.
You going to go down again and have a look?
We intend to, yeah. We've got a lot of different things we investigate, and we're always looking for new things to investigate. It's interesting because we have an email address that I'd like to give if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
If anyone has any sort of information about anything paranormal whatsoever in BC or right across Canada, they can email it to report@paranormal.ca. And that goes directly to us, and you don't have to give your name or information. We don't track that email, but as much hard data as anyone can give us. Somebody goes, yeah, I know this Mel guy. I heard about this Mel guy, and I heard it was here. Perfect. That's gold.
Okay. Tell you what, Sean, we'll put that on our website, and we'll get back to you. We'll get anything.
Outstanding. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
That's Sean Kennedy, and he's with the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. And if you want to find out more about it, go to our website, which is www.basicblack.com.